If you would like to listen to or download more audio presentations, please visit my website at www.warwickjohnfay.com and look out for the button called Are You a Toastmaster? Click on that and then you'll find a whole list of audio recordings and trainings that I've prepared for Toastmasters from the last several years. That's warwickjohnfay.com. Click on the button Are You a Toastmaster? My name is Warwick John Fay. I've been a Toastmaster member since 2001, reached my DTM in 2004, and I'm currently working on my DTM, this time in Mandarin. I'm the first and only member from China to be awarded the presidential citation for my work in doubling the number of clubs in China and helping China become a district. I'm also the author of a book called The 1 Minute Presenter, 8 Steps to Successful Business Presentations in a Short Attention Span World. And here, what I'm doing is I'm sharing some of the trainings and some of the speeches I've delivered to Toastmaster clubs. Hope you enjoy it. Love to hear your feedback. Now on with the training.
Warwick John Fay. Thank you very much, Toastmaster of the day. So yeah, we have our journey of today is really show up, step up and give back. So I'm going to use that as my speech outline today. And I'm going to use the idea of building a club brand, but also I'm going to relate it to you as a member. So, you know, as a member, as a leader, and also as a club as a whole. So hopefully you'll be able to get something from this in different levels. Now, my experience of building a club or building a club brand is really having mentored and set up about 5 clubs in Shanghai from 2003 to 2008. So that includes clubs like People Square, Xujiahui, Leadership Club, the Mandarin Club, Dynamic Mandarin Club, and also the Adidas Corporate Club. So I have like different experiences there that I'm going to use to share with you in this session. But of course, really don't take my word from it. I'm not an expert in anything. All I'm doing is really sharing my experiences with you. And I'm very much available, though, you know, if you do have, you know, problem solving or brainstorming that you'd like to do after the session to make it, you know, more applicable to you, then feel free to get in touch with me. Okay, so the first step of this journey, if you like, is show up. Okay, and the tagline that I'd like you to remember from this is plant your flag. Okay, plant your flag. So we have a nice Toastmasters flag over here. And of course, a flag, you know, countries have flags, associations have flags, companies have flags. So a flag actually is really a signal. It's a communication tool, in fact. If you think of boats, when boats used to go sailing on the water, they used to have flags. It was a way of communicating. So you call that flagging a taxi, right? You know, flag something up. It's a signal. So really, as a club, plant your flag. So put your flag down. This is really about who do you want to be as a club? You know, what is your club brand? Who do you want to be and what do you not want to be? Something that you have to think about more today because there are 40 clubs in Shanghai. When I was starting, you know, building clubs in Shanghai, there were 2. So we didn't have to worry too much about brand so much. But now people have a lot of choice of clubs. People are busy anyway, right? I mean, that's one of the reasons why people don't come is because they're just so busy. So as a club, you know, what do you stand for? And I'd like to share a little tool with you that I call an audio logo. Okay, an audio logo. You all know what a logo is. Every brand has a logo. But an audio logo is something that you say about your club. And this is applicable to yourself. You know, you can use this for yourself. If you're in sales or in business, you can use this. And really what it is, it's like a 20 or 30 second statement that you use to express who you are. And inside it covers a number of things. It covers who you're targeting. So in other words, what type of members are you targeting? What pains are they feeling? How do you help them? In other words, what benefits do they get? And then a success story. So there's 4 elements. You know, the who you're targeting, the pains they feel, the benefits they get, and the success story. So in other words, the proof of your club. Now, I did a little bit of research on your website, and as a Toastmasters club, everybody knows what the pains are, right? What are the pains that people have that, you know, so they would want to come to a Toastmasters club? What would be some of those pains?
Public speaking, the fear.
The fear of public speaking, right, would certainly be a pain. What would be another one?
Maybe leadership. Leadership.
That's not a pain, though. That's an aspiration. There's a difference. Fear is a pain.
Being judged, not good enough to be, you know, standing on stage being judged by others.
they're worried about being judged. Okay, that would be a pain that somebody would feel. So from your website, you know, you say, you know, if you feel hard to communicate, if you feel nervous about speaking in public, if you feel incapable of leading a group, those would all be pains. And that's pretty much the standard Toastmaster thing, isn't it? So you have 40 clubs saying that. And some of the benefits, this is one of the things you have to think about. The benefits that you mentioned, of course you had the Toastmasters, you know, better communication skills, better leadership skills. And you also had on your website something interesting, I thought, was like dare to think, dare to speak out, dare to take action. I thought that, you know, that could be something that, you know, perhaps is a little bit different. One thing you didn't have who you're targeting. In other words, you didn't have who you're trying to attract to your club. And this is often something that's missed out because, you know, we think, well, Toastmasters is for everybody. And it is, in a way. But think about, let me show you the example of the Leadership Club. And I think the Leadership Club do an excellent job of branding here. They consistently have a much more mature, in terms of age and experience, membership than almost every other club in Shanghai. And that was an intention from the beginning, really, was to attract leaders, or to attract people who are already leaders, you know, inside their company or inside their community. At the beginning, it was very difficult to attract those type of... I don't know if anyone saw the first membership roster of Leadership Club. There were not many real leaders in there. But they had, you know, they put their flag in the ground, and their membership criteria, you know, had these, you know, criteria that you had to have. And now they have a pretty consistent membership base of mature leadership, managerial type people. So they've done a very good job of putting their flag in the ground, saying this is what we want to be, this is who we want to attract, and they've managed to do that by being consistent. So this is, I'm not saying copy them, but like, you know, for you as a club, who do you want to attract? It's difficult to say, I want to attract this type of person, because then you feel like I'm ignoring this type of person. But that's the whole thing about a brand, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, a brand, they don't say, you want to give something for everybody. You know, well, you know, Nike don't provide running shoes for everybody. They don't. They have a much higher price point. So they automatically cut out a large part of the market. Because that's their brand. So this is one of the things I'd recommend for you when you're thinking about attracting your members. Who do you want to attract? And then putting that into your audio logo. Okay, so that's the show up thing. Well, one more final thought, just in terms of a member. What does it mean to show up, you know, your own brand? Well, Woody Allen, I thought, said it best. He said that 80% of success is just showing up. Okay, so all of you today are 80% successful just by coming to the meeting. Right? Because you can't learn anything if you're not here. So I think really, you know, as a member, as a new member, if you're a new member in Toastmasters, it is just about showing up. It's coming to the meetings three or four times, you know, out of the month. And that's really, really essential. You can't come to Toastmasters, leave for 6 months, come back and go, hey, Toastmasters is not working. You've got to put it in on a consistent basis. So that's the thing about showing up. The next thing I'd like to have a look at is stepping up. Okay, stepping up. And I want to give you this little phrase called walk your talk. I don't know if you heard this expression before. Walk your talk. So this is really all about being authentic. Okay, I don't know if you've heard this word, you know, authentic, meaning it basically means just tell the truth in its most simple way. Or do the things that you say you're going to do. If you want to be authentic, you know, any walk of life, do the things that you say you want to do. So let's think about, you know, how you can be authentic, how you can walk your talk as a member. So my advice to you, my recommendation is the 4-week plan. And I don't think I'm the only person to say this, but this is something I recommend that if you're a new member, that in a month, if you look at your Toastmasters visits in a month, do something like, you should have at least one speech per month. Okay, you should be doing one prepared speech per month at least. So that means you finish your CC in a year, okay, which is reasonable. You should take one role, like timer, like grammarian, like art counter, and then you should do an evaluator. If you're a very new member, then do a table topics evaluation, you know, just do a, you know, a simple evaluation, and then take a rest. Right, so that should be your Toastmasters plan. Do a speech, take a role, give an evaluation, and then take a rest. So you're doing roles 3 weeks out of four. And, you know, when you're resting, you can still come to the meeting, and you can maybe do table topics, or you could, you know, you can do something else, right? I mean, that's an option for you. The reason why I think it's really important that you don't only focus on speaking, because 90% of people come to Toastmasters, why? To be better speakers, okay? Well, why I recommend that you do the other roles too, and as the EVP, you make this happen, is because you develop much wider range of skills. A small part of what I do in my profession, I'm on TV now, some of you have seen me on TV, I'm a TV host, but I also do like MC hosting and event hosting. I'm not an event planner. I never studied event management. You know, I know nothing about it. But having been a Toastmaster for 9 years and run clubs and set up clubs and been an EVP and been a secretary and been a TME, I am better than 90% of most event planners in terms of the level of detail. So when I go to host an event, I'm bringing so much more detail that they just haven't even thought about. And this is one thing, if you do all the roles in Toastmasters at all different levels, you're basically an event planner. You know, or you can MC. You can have like a side job of being an event planner, an event manager, or a host. And you know, this is something that I've built up over the years, just from coming to Toastmasters, just from building up those skills. So these are, you know, extra benefits that you get. So step up, you know, take these roles, rotate the roles around, make sure you do the 4-week plan. As a leader, how do you step up? The idea of stepping up is also improving things. The leader's role is really to make things better. However you define that, I'm not saying, you know, this is how you should define making things better. I think it will depend a lot on your brand. When I was setting up People's Square, one of the things that we tried to do is to become a benchmark club. A benchmark club for Toastmasters. So in other words, we wanted to have very, you know, high quality meetings, because the meeting is the product of Toastmasters. We wanted to create leaders, we wanted to develop new leaders. And I think we did a fairly good job, because you think a lot of members leaving People's Square have set up a whole bunch of other clubs, like of what I've mentioned as well, including other clubs like Ideal, Amazing Friday, Talent Discovery. All of these were helped out by People's Square members. So we try to create this benchmark club, in other words, quality Toastmaster experience. Now, however you define that is really up to you. How do you improve things? Do you make things more fun? Do you make things more outstanding? How do you make things more outstanding? What does that mean to make, you know, make you outstanding everywhere? Maybe you develop that idea of being outstanding and you apply it in different ways. For Lighthouse, you've got it on your poster over there. What does that mean, outstanding? That could be something that you really develop as a theme in the club. So those are all ways of stepping up. One more thing I wanted to mention on step up. It's really about being authentic and doing what you say you're going to do things well. It's not about doing complex things fast. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's about doing these really small things. Do what you say you will do. Don't overpromise and underdeliver. Any of you guys in sales, you have to work with clients. We always say under-promise and over-deliver. It's whenever you're working with clients, you under-promise and over-deliver, because then you can always surprise the clients. Small things, but they add up. So the final part, we've had show up, so plant your flag, step up, so walk your talk, be authentic. And then the final part is really about giving back. Okay, giving back. You're all Toastmasters. Some of you have been Toastmasters for many years. I don't need to tell you about giving back, because a lot of you are already giving back a lot, right? You give back a lot of your time, your effort, you know, carol singing in German. This is amazing, right? This is like contributing a lot, right, already. So what I'd like to do is just to share with you an idea to really keep members and keep the interest moving in cycles. So I'm going to call this one giving back, a brand for all seasons. A brand for all seasons. Now there's 4 seasons, as you know. There's spring, summer, autumn, fall, and then winter. Now think about your Toastmasters journey as you know, following the 4 seasons. If you think about in spring is like where everything's new and everything's fresh and you're a new member and things are great and you love Toastmasters and you come early and you prepare many hours for your speeches and things are good and right, and that's great, and you're learning, and it's a happy time, right? You know, the spring side of things. And then you go into summer, and you're improving, you're picking up skills, you're doing well, you know, you're making progress, you know, maybe people in your work are saying, wow, you know, you're doing a great job, you feel more confident. Maybe you win a speech contest. Wow, now you're on top of the world. You know, people are saying, wow, you're a great speaker, fantastic. And all this, and summer comes, you know, you're at the height here. And then you're going to gradually move into autumn. And autumn and fall is, of course, where things are, you know, leaves are falling off the trees, and you know, maybe you get busy at work and you know you don't have enough time to come anymore, or you don't prepare that much anymore for your speeches. You just kind of turn up and, you know, deliver a speech. And you start believing when people say to you, wow, you're a really good speaker, you start believing them. You're like, yeah, I am a good speaker, you know. And then you don't really start pushing yourself so much. And then you get a little bit flat there. You're not sure, what should I do now? Maybe you're a CC already. You know, what do I do now? You know, AC, I'm already sure, you know, should I go? So you get to that kind of level where you're flattening out in terms of your learning. And then, you know, one of 2 things can happen, right? You can go into winter, which is like, you know, where you, maybe you leave, you drop off, you know, you just kind of, you don't enjoy Toastmasters so much, and then gradually you're not in the club anymore. Or you go back into spring. and you find something else to renew yourself, get more energy. And for me, what I'm doing right now is I'm going through my DTM in Mandarin this time. So I've done my DTM in English, so I'm doing it in Mandarin. Obviously, that's a much slower journey than 3 years. Right? But there you go. You know, I put myself into spring again and say, okay, well, you know, what can I do here? You know, maybe I can still keep this journey going. I can still learn. So this is the learning journey for you as a member. Spring, summer, autumn, skipping through winter quickly, hopefully. But also as a club, if you think about attracting your members, you know, when you have a new club, some of you guys would have set up new clubs, everyone's like, wow, new club, you know, the first meeting's like 60 people, everyone's like, wow, we're going to be great, and, you know, there's a lot of excitement at the beginning, and the first officer team, maybe the president is driving things forward, but then when you kind of get round into the autumn, you know, the membership team has changed over, you know, how do you keep things going, how do you get it back into spring? So that's really, you know, what the leaders do, is how do you get your club back into spring, all that energy, and moving forward. You know, so you've done some things since the last time I was here. You've got a nice little brand icon here, the lighthouse, you've got posters, you've got a slogan now. So it's really about how do you carry this forward? You know, how do you make it more specific for who are you targeting? You know, who are you really trying to help? Maybe you need to, the easiest thing is look at the members that you have right now. Is there any commonalities in the member? You know, what can you do to help it? And then, you know, what can you do to keep this energy going? So those are just a few thoughts to think about. Show up, step up, give back. So plant your flag, walk your talk, and then a brand for all season.
Visit my website, warwickjohnfay.com. That's warwickjohnfay.com. WarwickJohnFay.com